thank our caucus staff for all the good work. A few years ago, by the way, I thanked the Republican caucus staff and forgot to thank our own. I got in trouble on that one. The election will be just under 6 months from now. We are all going to hit the campaign trail. Some of us have opponents. Some of us don't. Some of us will be in real tough races. Some of us won't. I think the case that House Democrats are going to be making to the voters and the question that I hope is on the voters' mind is the following. Is there too much partisanship and a focus on divisive issues occurring in our capital in Des Moines? What's the answer to that question, voter? If you think things are going swimmingly, you have a choice there. If you think there needs to be a change, there's a choice there. Which party, which candidate is going to come to work every day with a focus on standing up and fighting for the middle class? Every day and on every issue. What legislator candidate is going to come and stand up for issues that the average ordinary Iowan, average ordinary mainstream Iowan without an ideological agenda cares about? Strong education system, preservation of our public preschool system, certain collective bargaining rights for police officers, firefighters, corrections workers, troopers, focus on jobs and the economy, but including access to jobs through workforce development centers, strong educational or healthcare system that looks out and protects the most vulnerable, and a clean air and a clean environment. If those are the questions that are percolating around voters' minds, then House Democrats are going to do okay. And if they're not, sometimes that happens too. But we're going to make the case that what we have fought for these last 2 years, whether it was preschool or whether it was rights for workers, whether it was for access to jobs, whether it was to make sure that we have mainstream, reasonable gun laws, that is the direction that we would take the state, mainstream direction, the direction that invests in our future. It's a pleasure to work with all of you. And for those of you that don't come back, stop back and visit so that we can have some moments that others that are retiring were able to experience. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, it takes a lot of work to get to this point in the session, and I know the last thing you want to hear is a long speech, so I'll try to keep this brief. It's hard to fully describe the honor of serving in this building, but it's not difficult to know who to thank. I think I speak for us all when I say thank you to our constituents. They put their trust in us to focus on what is important. It is the people of Iowa that always make this job worthwhile. I want to thank my colleagues on both sides of the aisle. You all give so much of yourselves to the job. In fact, Tyler Olson and I were just talking about the time commitment that we all give to doing this job and what we're enjoying. It's not easy taking this time away from your family, your work, and your life. But you've all done that so that the people in your district will be well represented. Minority Leader McCarthy, your caucus and your staff deserve to be commended for their tireless work and your contribution. I'm proud of the bipartisan spirit that we've been able to find in much of the legislation that we've done this year. Thank you to all of the people that keep this building running day and night. Some of us are here late hours, early mornings, and there's always people here making this place run. You all often work without recognition, but we appreciate all you do. Thank you to Tom and Caitlin, our pages, and to all of the pages. I'm so impressed that all the work that you've done, and you are such a bright future for all of us, so thank you. A special thank you to our staff. Jeff, Lon, Jason, Amanda, Christy, Lou, Lewis, Brad, Dustin, Jill, Matt, Josie, Terry, Tony, and Angie. And Tony and Angie, you have a special task of hurting me, much like Leader McCarthy's staff has hurting him. But you are all simply the best at what you do, and I appreciate it so much. When I was thinking about what I've learned over the last two sessions and what we've accomplished, I kept coming back to one thought. Big things don't often happen all at once. It's not that a building is simply placed on a street corner. It happens brick by brick. It's the culmination of many smaller contributions through which really big things are done. It's that idea which describes the work that we've accomplished over the last 2 years, and we've just over the last couple of days, so many examples of that with the education and the mental health work that happened here. There's no magic pill that cures all the woes, and no, waiting for one to come is not what made the last two sessions run long. To effect change, you need to make a consistent effort to focus on your priorities and on your principles. Over the last two sessions, we've made a consistent effort to focus on delivering a more effective and efficient state government for the hardworking taxpayers of Iowa. First and foremost, that was accomplished by delivering on our promise that we would live within our means, just like Iowans have to do. We committed to not spending more than we took in, and we've stood strong. We've made the budget process more transparent and accountable. We've dramatically reduced the number of notwithstandings in the RIF bill. It went from 98% to 25%. So thank you to everyone who worked on that, Representative Huseman and Cahoon. Thank you for helping make that happen. That is significant progress, but clearly there's work yet to be done. Over the years, many things have moved off budget, which made it hard to determine exactly how the state was spending every year. We tackled that not all at once, but each day as we worked through the budgets. We've created stability in the budget by refusing to spend one-time money for ongoing expenses. Again, this took vigilance on a daily basis by Representative Racker and his team. But they fought hard for it, and the financial health of our government is better as a result. Nothing's harder on our communities or erodes the public confidence more than roller coaster budgeting. Using stable funding sources ensures that we keep the promises we made and create certainty for Iowans. It goes without saying that balancing a budget is hard work. Even harder is finding agreement on a budget when you have many cooks in the kitchen. An expedient choice to help resolve the budget in the past was to knowingly underfund the commitments we made to Iowans in order to balance the budget or spend more in other areas. This is precisely the situation we found ourselves in the last year with K-12 funding. Schools were underfunded by $156 million, which placed an unfair burden on our school districts and the property taxpayers. To remedy this, we committed a historic amount of new funding to education last year. Intentionally underfunding known obligations in order to balance the budget is not responsible, and I am proud that we kept our promises to avoid that. Sometimes making a positive change and doing the right thing can also be a very easy thing to do. We made a commitment to conduct our work in the light of day, which meant that we would not debate in the middle of the night. Representative County, what could be easier than not debating after midnight? Even so, it wasn't convenient at times, but it was the right thing to do. We wanted Iowans to have the opportunity to be participants in this process. Part of that was making sure that we were not working in the dead of night. Another part was providing streaming video on the floor activity. What a wonderful way to truly open the door of this chamber to all Iowans. The list goes on, but I want to keep my promise to be brief. What I covered today is only a small sampling of the many positive contributions that this chamber has come up with over the last 2 years. When you add them up, you are looking at a substantive change in the culture of state government. We should be proud that we've held ourselves accountable to the commitments that we made to Iowans. That is what they expect from us, and that is what they deserve. The progress is significant, but we must not lose sight that there is still much to be done. We have to turn the cultural change over the last 2 years into a pattern of practice. We have to continue making the hardworking taxpayers of Iowa our priority. We have to keep working toward delivering a world-class education to our students. We have to continue striving to deliver the most efficient and effective government in the nation. We absolutely must continue to ensure state government is aiding job creation, not impeding it. That has been our focus. That will continue to be our mission. I want to thank Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds for their efforts to be partners in this shared goals. Your leadership and the message you've carried across the state have been instrumental in our success. Thank you to the members of my caucus. You know, I am so humbled every day by the opportunity you've provided me. Thank you to our retirees for your years of service. You will genuinely be missed by those of us that remain. I'm proud that you will return home knowing that you've left this state in a better position than you found it, and you were able to truly make a difference. Mr. Speaker, as always, I thank you for your leadership and for your friendship. The 84th General Assembly has come to a close, and we should be proud of the work that's been done in this chamber. Thank you.
Well, I will now offer up my closing remarks, and I've truncated them. If you'd like the full version, they'll be in the journal tomorrow morning. First of all, let me begin by just saying thank you to the members of the 84th General Assembly. Thank you for your commitment and your service to the people of Iowa. Special thanks to the 18 of you who are choosing to retire. You will not only be missed by us here, but moreover by Iowans in the districts you've served over the years. I want to specifically recognize two members retiring from the House Republican leadership team, their Speaker Pro Tem Jeff Kaufman and Assistant Leader Steve Lucan. I thank you for your friendship and for your service to the caucus. Your leadership will be missed. To the other members of the leadership team, Eric, Renee, Dave, Matt, I truly appreciate your input and advice, and I'm looking forward to working with our newest members. And last but not least, Majority Leader Linda Uppmeyer, House Republicans appreciate everything you do. Your dedication and insight are invaluable and have not only made our caucus more determined, but have made the Iowa House stronger and the state of Iowa better. I also would like to recognize Leader McCarthy. I know I've said this before, but you truly have a difficult job as Minority Leader. During the past 2 years, you've done a commendable job working in a bipartisan manner whenever you could and trying to keep your opposition civil when you could not. That's something Iowans deserve and they expect, and you did a fine job of that. Once again, thank you to the leadership staff, Josie, Angie, Terry, Tony, and Matt, and in my opinion, the best caucus staff in the building, the House Republican caucus staff, Jeff, Lou, Lon, Brad, Jason, Christy, Jill, Amanda, Lewis, and Dustin. Thank you for your hard work and the timely and reliable information you provide year in and year out. Chief Clerk Smithson, thank you to you and your staff. The work you all do right here in front of me and behind the scenes helps this chamber operate efficiently. A special thanks to LSA for all of your hard work, especially the work you put in over last weekend while the rest of us were preparing to return. I want to thank the gentleman to my right, the speaker's page, Tom Biedenfeld. Took very good care of me throughout the year. I appreciate your dedication and have thoroughly enjoyed our baseball conversations between votes and while the House is at ease. And finally, a special thank you to Governor Terry Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, and their team for their resolve and unwavering leadership during these last 2 years. The first day that the 84th General Assembly convened, I outlined to Iowans a set of goals this body would seek to achieve and principles that we would follow during the course of conducting legislative business. Since that day, this body has remained focused on the issues important to Iowans and the business the people sent us here to do. We have worked hard at putting Iowans back to work and reducing the size, scope, and cost of state government. The first action we took to put Iowans back to work was to provide Iowa's business climate with some much-needed certainty and stability. For too long, Iowa employers were reluctant to invest in their operations, preventing them from hiring and expanding. I can report to you today we have removed those fears, and Iowa's economy has rebounded and headed in the right direction. When Republicans took the majority in the House, more than 110,000 Iowans were unemployed. According to Iowa Workforce Development's latest report, 87,000 Iowans are looking for work. That number, while obviously still too high and worrisome, is a tangible sign of progress. It is also a reminder that we can and we need to continue to do better. In the last few days, we've had the opportunity to review the changes in the state budget over the last two sessions. Frankly, it's really quite remarkable. Normally, a change in law is needed to alter the budget process, but this chamber has fundamentally changed the way state government budgets because we believed it was the right thing to do. We have turned a $900 million spending shortfall into a $624 million in reserves, $300 million in ending balance, and $90 million in the House Republican-created taxpayer trust fund. The $390 million should be returned to the taxpayers through broad-based tax relief, and this will be this body's first order of business next year. In fiscal year 2011, the state was spending 118% of total available general fund revenue. For fiscal year FY12, we reduced it to 93%, and in FY13, it will be 95%. In terms of ongoing revenue, the state will be spending just 99% in fiscal years 12 and 13. In the future, we must remain committed to spending less than the state collects from taxpayers. Despite skepticism, we have at a minimum reduced the cost of state government by $360 million through a combination of efficiencies and reprioritization. Additionally, this General Assembly backfilled Iowa's K-12 education system to ensure property taxpayers were not saddled with that burden, and we honored our commitments to parents and students by funding previous commitments. House Republicans see it as our duty to cut waste in government spending so our state can be more efficient and effective. A better-run state government means Iowans get to keep more of their own money. Over the last 2 years, House Republicans have persistently tackled tax relief. We sent a 20% income tax reduction to the Senate. We sent four separate and different property tax relief bills across the rotunda. And like most bills in this chamber, nearly all four proposals received bipartisan support. Regrettably, we could not find common ground with the Senate on these ideas. Obviously, we'll continue to work on it. All Iowans deserve to see tax relief. It helps Iowa's economy and puts people back to work. House Republicans will not be deterred or distracted from this goal. We will be back next year continuing our fight for the hardworking taxpayers of Iowa. When we, each one of you, walk out of here and return home, you can say with pride that the House restored common sense budgeting principles to state government while funding Iowa's priorities, including education, public safety, health care, and infrastructure. In closing, I wish to thank my wife, Kathy, and each of our four children for their never-ending support. Thank you to each of you again for giving me the opportunity to serve as your speaker for these last 2 years. It is an honor and a privilege that I do not take lightly. During session each day, I wake up thinking about how to move Iowa forward with the hardworking taxpayers in mind. We have made progress for the taxpayers, but our work is not done. We must continue to build upon the success of these last 2 years. Iowans deserve it. Thank you, and God bless the great state of Iowa.